The Northwest wakes up with Fitz. A new country. 98.9 The Bull.
Welcome to Make Up or Break Up every Tuesday and Thursday around this time with Fitz in the morning. And a Northwest couple is having some serious drama and they're voluntarily coming on the show. So we're hoping we can all get together and we want to help them out. As always, we are looking for you, our 5-minute heroes. We know we could always rely on you for your advice. 833-822-BULL. You could also text the show to 96459. I would like to welcome to the show this morning, Erica from Lake Stevens. Erica, how are you?
I'm okay, guys.
Good. Thank you so much for coming on. And if you could just let everyone know that you are voluntarily coming on the show with your boyfriend.
Yes, I am.
Okay. I also appreciate you reaching out to me on Facebook. You guys remember last Tuesday when it was crazy snow?
Yeah.
It was our out of school party on the show. Snow day. Well, Erica basically learned something, you know, about her boyfriend on that day. Basically that how she feels that her boyfriend is not reliable at all.
Oh. No.
Erica, can you elaborate on that?
Well, I quickly learned that he hasn't been reliable. Last week I spun off the road and I ended up in a ditch. And I called him to come and help me because, like, he has a truck and he's good at that stuff and he wouldn't come and help. Like, he just said he wasn't able to help.
What was he doing instead? Was he working instead, or did he have, like, some other activity going on?
I think he was, like, hanging out with friends. It's not like he was obligated to whatever he was doing. He just said he wasn't able to.
You know what? If it means anything, I also called my wife and told her I was stuck. She didn't help either.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that her skill set? It sounds like this is something he would be good at.
Right.
Right.
Why? Yeah. Just because he's a man?
Yes.
Well, she said he's got a truck and he's good at this stuff.
She said it. But also, I hate to be sexist here, but there's a big difference between a man stuck on the side of the road and a woman stuck on the side of the road.
That's a whole nother show, Claire.
Wow. Well, you know what? You're going to start that argument, not me.
All right.
There's probably a bunch of ladies out there saying, I could do exactly what a man can do.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of ladies out there that can do a lot better on the road than I can.
A lot better than I can. So, as you're calling and you're trying to reach out to him, he's just saying, honey, I'm busy?
Yeah, and this isn't, like, the only time. This is the seventh time. There's been multiple other times when there was one time I was a little too drunk to drive, and I asked if he could come pick me up, and he wasn't able to. Like, there was another time, yes, it was car-related, but, like, my engine blew, and he wasn't able to pick me up. So it's really, like, I'm at a point where it just feels like he's not willing to help, and I hope that I'm with somebody who would be open to helping me when I needed them. I wouldn't ask if I didn't need them.
Yeah. You know what this comes down to? What are his actions telling you? And his actions are telling you that he doesn't care. Matter of fact, he's probably on Tinder or just doing something shady.
Hold on. Not necessarily.
Seven times his actions are saying that he could care less.
Yeah, there is a pattern.
Period.
I'm picking up seven times. That's over what period of time?
Yeah.
Did seven different incidents. And I think the fact that you've written down seven times, like you're keeping them in a journal or something, you could say a few times or a bunch of times, but the fact you're saying seven, what's up?
Like, she knew the number. Yeah.
Maybe she's just sort of has an internal documentation going on and when she's about to hit her breaking point.
Right, right.
All right, listen.
I'm getting there. This is ridiculous.
So you know Jeremy's on hold right now, right?
Yeah.
And you're completely cool with us talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just saying, hey, what are his actions telling you? His actions are telling you he ain't the guy. But he's on hold right now, voluntarily coming on the show, and I appreciate that. Jeremy from Everett, welcome to Make Up or Break Up.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Jeremy. I know it's weird, like, listening to all this. That's why there's absolutely, you know, we know there's two sides to every story. What say you? Why didn't you go help her out in the snow last Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, I mean, you know, we did actually chat a little bit that morning. She didn't know that, you know, the weather was going to be kind of rough. And I had actually suggested she go ahead and do an Uber or a Lyft or something because I know her car, you know. I didn't think it would be great to drive it in the weather. I'm not out here trying to, like, be a bad guy or anything, but I'm an independent contractor with construction. I have to be at my job on site, just get up and go.
Okay, so you weren't hanging out with friends. You were at work, right? That's the first clue.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I hear you.
But she says this has, like, gone on, like, 7 or 8 times. I think what she's wanting to convey here is that she feels like she needs you, and when she needs you, whatever the situation is, you're not there.
I mean, I don't know if I would say that far, you know? I think, you know, there's a lot. She's got a great family. She's got a great network of friends and stuff that she also can rely on as well. You know, I just want to make sure that she's got a lot of self-reliance going on. You know, I don't want to feel it.
God, you're such a performer.
What?
Oh, my God. You're just playing Nice Guy. Like, you were helping out. Like,
I'm not being a performer. I mean, this is the truth. You know, we've talked about this. You know, I feel like you need to get a little more self-reliance going. You know, you're independent. You got it.
So you're saying that she should find other people to rely on, not you.
Well, no, I think he should. He's saying she should solve her own problem. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, I get stuck in situations too. I don't first reach out to her for stuff. I try to solve it myself, you know?
We're kindred. Mm-hmm. I get that.
But if I could solve it myself, I wouldn't be calling somebody else.
Right, yeah. Exactly. It's not like she was like, oh, golly gee, Willikins, her car was stuck in the snow.
I know,
snow.
But it's not necessarily that he didn't come and help tow her out. I mean, he probably knows she could have got an Uber. She's reaching out for, please come rescue me when I need you. And
I know,
he's not doing
but
it.
But it sounds like he gave her good advice that morning, which said, you probably shouldn't drive. You don't have the car for this, and you're not, you know, you're going to end up in a ditch. She did it anyway, and then she called for help. And he's like, and by the way, she said, oh, I think he was just hanging out with friends or something. He's working. He has other priorities. He has to work.
Erica and Lake Stevens, if I were you, I would definitely check his cell phone history and do it now.
Come on,
it immediately.
Okay, look, I don't think he's cheating, but he's clearly not making you a priority. And that's part of partnership, is being a priority.
All right, it's make up or break up right now. We'd love to hear from you, 833-822-BULL. You could text the show to 96459. And hey, Jeremy and Erica, you know, we have a therapist in Renton who is ready to visit with you if you would like that free therapy visit. Do you guys want me to put you on hold and get you the information?
Sure. I mean, yeah, I mean, it could be a good idea.
Okay. Everybody else, should they make up or break up? And I'm going to put you on hold. Turn up the radio. Because there's a lot of text messages coming in. Some people are saying, Erica, run, girl. Find you a man who knows how to tow you out.
Yeah, but someone else says she sounds like a drama queen. So okay. She's making it all about her all the time.
833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. I'm going to put you guys on hold real quick. Please turn up the radio. Again, should they make up or break up? Ooh, people are fired up today.
Yeah, I will say this might be the first of all of these makeup or breakups we've ever had on. This might be the first unanimous breakup. I have not seen a single makeup. And even though I think that she's a drama queen, and I think, I'm sorry, Erica, and I think that Jeremy is kind of in the right, I don't feel this, like, passion between them. I feel like they're kind of over each other.
I'm telling you what it is. So she's reaching out. Yeah. She just wants to know that he loves her, and his actions are showing that he really doesn't. Jessica in Lakewood. Jessica, should they make up or break up? Oh, we just lost Jessica. Oh, she's
on hold forever. Let's go to Alicia in Marysville.
I understand Alicia was a bit fired up too. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Alicia, should they make up or break up?
Break up. Run.
Okay,
run.
Talk to me. Why is that?
Look, you need to be there for each other. Whether she's being a drama queen or not, you have to be there in every aspect of the situation. And if she's going to do that for him and he's not for her, it's a 50-50 thing.
Especially
you're not willing to put that effort in, bye.
Especially on the snowy day. I mean, you know what? She didn't want to call the Uber. She didn't want to call Lyft. She wanted to call her man to warm her on the cold day. And he didn't show up to provide that warmth.
And she was trying to be independent by making her own ride. Whether they thought the Uber was a better idea or not, she was trying to be independent and go to work or do whatever she was trying to do. I could call, if I was in debt to call my husband would be right there.
He'd be like, all right, I'm there. Honey, I'll tell you out any day of the week, girl.
Or he'd at least care. He'd at least show some remorse for not being there, right?
Right.
But what if you need to be towed out seven times? Would he still be so excited about showing up?
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe this whole thing. You know, I just want my girl to be self-reliant. Shut up.
No, yeah, there's a lot of problems between the two, but I almost feel the same with Drew. Like, I feel like she might be putting herself in those situations to see that he cares. And he's kind of done
it's
with
like
it.
She's reaching for the hot pan. He's not like, you're going to burn yourself.
He's failing the test every time.
Not only is he failing it, he doesn't even want to take it.
That might be the problem right there.
That's the
Brooke
problem.
Brooke and Linwood is on. Hey, Brooke, should they make up or break up?
I think that they should break up just because, like, in her defense, door infinity, he cannot drive in the snow. But if I called him and I was in the snow, he would call his friends, my dad, he would call somebody and he would be there and he would help me. If I was drunk, multiple times, I've been too drunk, I've had to leave my car at bars, he picked me up. He had to leave a wedding to come pick me up because I was too drunk. If my engine blew, like, he would leave work and he'd be there. Like, I get you're a contractor, you got to be on the job. Okay, call somebody else to help her. Call AAA. Do something to help her out. She needs your help. Can't do it alone.
And you love
people need help.
And you love him for that. The fact that he showed up for you every time. You love him for that, don't you?
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, to know that I have somebody who I can depend on, who I can rely on in the times when I truly need him the most, that's important and that matters.
Yeah, agreed. Thank you so much for the call. Great, great perspective. Appreciate it. Again, our 5-minute heroes, our P1s, you guys are the best. Tracy and Bonnie Lake. Tracy, should they make up or break up?
Definitely break up.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, why? See,
I've been married for a long time now, but it doesn't matter. Even when we weren't married yet, if I had any car trouble, my husband would be there in a heartbeat. He's been a contractor, an independent contractor. He owns his own business. And right now, I tell you, if I called him and told him I was on the side of the road, he would leave in a hot minute to come help me.
Right.
That's what you do for people that you love. You are there for them, and you help them.
In good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore.
Exactly. That's what partners are for.
That's right.
I don't disagree with everyone. I do think this couple's kind of over, but no one's saying that she requires help over and over and over again. I feel like that's what Jeremy's real problem is.
Yeah.
And he could probably tell us.
No, I'll tell you what his real problem is. He's not showing up for her once.
Maybe she seemed like fun in the beginning, but then she became so much maintenance, he's kind of like, ugh, I'm over it.
Drew, I think you're putting your own personal experience on this, and you're
always
not
siding with the man.
What it is. This guy's just
Drew,
not
why are you
worth
always
it.
Siding with the man?
Yeah.
Because my brothers need help.
Wow.
Look at the ladies lined up to trash this guy on the phone.
Yeah. All right, so percentage-wise, make up or break up today?
This is a first. This is a first ever that
unanimous?
I've noticed. It's 100% break up.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a single person saying these two have a chance.
If you missed any part of make up or break up today, this has been an interesting morning. Please go to our podcast, 98.9thebull.com, and click on Fitz in the Morning, F-I-T-E-M, Fitz in the Morning. And hit subscribe. Listen to our podcast. You can also subscribe directly to the Make Up or Break Up podcast. Thank you guys so much, by the way, our couple who joined the show today. It's not easy to do.